Illinois News, I'm Gene Randall. Pro-democracy demonstrators were in the streets of Hong Kong again today, ignoring the pro-Beijing city government's refusal to issue permits for all but one of four marches. Hong Kong police have once again used tear gas against protesters. Typhoon Lekema made landfall today in eastern China, and it was deadly to at least 13 people. 16 others are missing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
China State TV has reported Lekema hit land at 1:45 a.m., saying at least 200 houses collapsed and thousands were damaged. The deaths occurred on the outskirts of Wenzhou, a major port city. A river that was blocked by a landslide rose 30 feet and then broke through the debris, flooding homes. The network also said over 3,000 airline flights in Shanghai and other cities and some train services have been cancelled. More than 1 million people were evacuated before the storm struck, including 250,000 in Shanghai. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in New York City say disgraced billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein, jailed on federal sex trafficking charges involving young girls, has committed suicide in his cell. AP's Ben Thomas has that report.
The medical examiner's office in Manhattan is confirming the death of Jeffrey Epstein. A former law enforcement official tells the AP Epstein was found dead this morning at the Manhattan Correctional Center. The 66-year-old had pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges and was facing up to 45 years in prison if convicted. His arrest last month launched separate investigations into how authorities handled his case when similar charges were brought against him in Florida more than a decade ago. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta resigned after coming under fire for overseeing Epstein's plea deal when he was U.S. attorney in Miami. I'm Ben Thomas.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. For the fifth time in just over 2 weeks, North Korea today launched missiles into the sea from its east coast. It isn't clear how far the two rockets traveled, though South Korean and U.S. intelligence officials say they appear to be short-range missiles. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says in a letter, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has asked for more nuclear talks and another summit, while expressing what Mr. Trump called a small apology for Pyongyang's recent series of missile launches. There was a tragedy in eastern Tanzania today when a tanker truck exploded as people tried to siphon off its fuel. At least 57 people were killed, with many others burned in the blast. It happened in the town of Morogoro, about 200 kilometers from Tanzania's economic center of Dar es Salaam. The Associated Press says it was told that scores of area residents had been drawn to the tanker when it was disabled by an accident. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees living in Bangladesh have received new identity documents designed to give them better access to aid. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
An estimated 900,000 Rohingya refugees are living in overcrowded, squalid camps in the town of Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. Most of them fled there 2 years ago to escape persecution and violence in Myanmar. A joint registration project by Bangladeshi authorities and the UN Refugee Agency will give identity documents to more than 500,000 of the refugees, many for the first time. The data on these fraud-proof biometric cards will give national authorities and humanitarian partners a better understanding of the population and its needs.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. A refugee agency spokesman says the new registration cards indicate Myanmar as the refugee's country of origin, and that, he says, safeguards their right to return to their homes when they leave Bangladesh. Amazon says it's investigating claims of worker abuse at a factory in China after a labor rights group said teenage employees were required to work night shifts and overtime hours for low pay. The New York-based China Labor Watch claims the factory, used by Amazon's hardware supplier Foxconn, is using a practice that is illegal under Chinese labor law, which sets limits on the time and conditions for teenage work. President Trump says the next scheduled round of trade talks between the United States and China might not happen, that he could decide to cancel the discussions because, he says, he is not ready to make a deal, which he insists Beijing badly wants. It is the kind of talk that roiled world markets this week and which could do the same thing next week. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.